This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
The vitamin and supplement industry makes billions of dollars each year, telling us that we'll live longer and healthier lives if we take them. In Australia, we spend more on vitamins and supplements than we do on prescription drugs. We all want to know if these colourful pills actually work and should we be taking a vitamin of some description. Dr. Derek Muller, host of upcoming SBS feature documentary Vitamania, joins us on the line. Derek, good morning. How are you?
Hello, doing very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Derek, you only have to visit one of the discount chemist chains. You can see that a large proportion of shelf space is occupied by vitamins. How big is the vitamin industry?
The vitamin industry is huge, $100 billion a year globally. And we're talking about 85,000 different products on the market. And roughly a billion of us who take a vitamin or supplement regularly. It's a monstrous industry, and it's only going to grow. It's going to get bigger every year.
Well, it's huge.
So nearly every week, we read that some sort of new health claim about a particular vitamin. So if we listen to all of them, we'd basically have no money left.
You might not. I think that's the challenge with science studies, and especially those that are reported in the news. It's frequently a single study which grabs a headline, and the more surprising they're finding, the more likely they are to get airtime. And the fear there is that, you know, we don't build science through individual studies. You know, science really grows by the consensus and a growing body of evidence on the way a particular vitamin or supplement works. So you really need to take the long view when you're thinking about which vitamins are going to be, you know, necessary or useful. And you got to think a little skeptically about the claims that are made from a single one-off study.
And I think you've got a point there, Derek, because I wonder how much fear plays a part. You know, if we see one study and we say, okay, if I don't take this, then I'm at risk of getting X, and then we go and buy them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think there is that sort of fear of missing out, you know. Well, if I could feel better, if I could feel less run down, and we all feel, you know, a little tired sometimes. I know we've all got busy lives. So there's that temptation to think that, you know, a pill might make you feel, you know, 10% better or something like that. Rather than think about, you know, other parts of your life, like, you know, what are you choosing to eat and are you exercising? And, you know, those parts of your life are incredibly important. We know, you know, can make you feel a lot better if you can find a way to do them right.
Dr. D, is there any circumstances where you should recommend to take vitamins?
Yeah, I think there are definitely times to take a vitamin supplement. And the particular cases are when you are deficient in a particular vitamin. You know, vitamin D deficiency does happen in Australia, even though it's a place with a lot of sunlight. And sunlight can, you know, help your body make vitamin D in the skin. But there are people who don't get outside really during the sunny hours of the day, and they can suffer a deficiency. In such cases, you know, you should see a doctor, and the doctor will tell you what to do. If the levels are low enough, it might be the right idea to supplement.
How would you know if you are?
I think the challenge is, yeah, how do you know if you're deficient? I mean, you might not feel well, you know, and then you can do a blood test and actually find out what your vitamin D level is. And if it falls below a particular number, your doctor is likely to say, well, we should be supplementing some vitamin D. So typically this is more of an issue in northern climates or, you know, areas without much sun. In Canada, for example, they supplement the milk with vitamin D. So this is done on a statewide level to make sure that the population has enough of the right vitamins in their diet. In Australia, they supplement bread flour with vitamin B9, which is folate or folic acid is synthetic form. And that's to ensure that all women, you know, who may become pregnant will have enough B9 in their bodies for appropriate embryo formation should they fall pregnant.
Dr. Derek, so vitamin D, is our tendency to apply sunscreen, which we do here in Australia all the time, is that impacting our levels of vitamin D?
I think it does affect to a degree the amount of D that your body can make. However, it doesn't prevent outright the making of vitamin D. So if you have some sunscreen on, but you spend, you know, half an hour out in the sun, you're still making vitamin D. So there's probably not a reason to worry too much, you know. But again, the best person to comment on individual circumstances would be your physician.
That's correct. And when we go out to, I mean, so we're advised to take some vitamins by our doctor. At the moment, there's so many manufacturers out there. How do we know about the quality that we're getting?
Well, for that, I think you really need to do your own research, do your homework, and find out which companies you think are reputable and which ones are sourcing their materials, you know, in the best way. I will say that, you know, when you see on a bottle made in Australia, that actually doesn't mean that the raw ingredients were made here. Oh. So, in fact, you know, a lot of vitamins can come from overseas, can come from Asia, and they get packaged here into pills and put in bottles, and they can slap that on the label that says made in Australia. But, you know, what you're actually taking, the active ingredient, didn't come from this country. So it's always a concern, I think, that you must have and would want to look into to make sure that the ingredients you're getting are the ones you think you're getting, the ones that are written on the label.
There's a lot of pressure on us to not only be healthy, but to have the perfect body. And I think of myself, I take so many supplements. You know, you've got protein powders, branched chain amino acids, and so on. And they cost an absolute fortune. Am I wasting my time and money?
It really depends on the particular circumstance and the particular supplement. I think if you are trying to, you know, build muscle mass, making sure you have enough protein in your diet is important. So whether you get that through your food or you find a way to use supplements, you know, I think that comes down to each individual and make sure that they're getting what they need. I know that a lot of those, you know, weight gaining supplements, you know, for bodybuilders and things, they can be a little bit questionable in terms of the quality, in terms of what ingredients are actually in there. Typically when people are supplementing, sometimes there are, you know, causes to go to the hospital, sometimes the emergency room, due to a bad product. And that typically is more common with, you know, bodybuilding supplements as opposed to things like vitamin supplements. So it's just, again, it's that case of buyer beware. And to be really careful that you know what you're putting in your body and you trust the source of those supplements.
Wow. Well, Dr. D, now, Warren here got to ask about his bodybuilding protein. So, you know, I'm very concerned about my health as well. So that is why I've changed cranberry juice with my vodka, because it's good for my prostate. Could you recommend anything for my tequila?
I like my tequila straight, so...
Me too, but I'm trying to add a bit of vitamins. If I put a little bit of lemon on the side...
Oh, you want to add some vitamins?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a lemon would help if you're worried about scurvy or lime. Yeah.
Oh, scurvy, that's a good one. I need to worry about scurvy, yeah. So, reason we got you here today, Dr. D, is we've got a new documentary titled Vitamania, which will be released in August and screened across the country on SBS. So what can we expect from Vitamania?
So... in Vitamania, we take a big picture look at vitamins and supplements from, you know, 100 years ago when we barely thought that vitamins existed through to the modern day. And, you know, we've got so many people taking these vitamin products. We try to answer the question, you know, should you be taking vitamins and supplements? What are they really doing for your body and where do they come from? So, it's a massive history. And there's much bigger implications, I think, for the world than most people would expect for vitamins. You know, it's really transformed the modern world in a way that I think most people are not aware.
Derek, there was an episode of Catalyst, I think it was called Heart of the Matter, and, you know, it looked at cholesterol and heart disease and the cholesterol-lowering medication, statins. Now, I thought it was a great program, but it was attacked by health experts and subsequently was pulled from the ABC website. We're not likely to see a repeat of that with Vitamania.
I don't think so. No, absolutely not. The way this documentary works is that it has been created with the input from industry insiders, professors, scientists. You know, every fact in the film is checked multiple times. We've been working on this project for 3 years. It's not the kind of thing that will have any questionable information in it. Everything is thoroughly vetted before it goes on screen. So absolutely, you can trust what you see in this doco.
Fantastic. Derek Muller will appear on stage for his debut Australian tour, along with the premiere of his latest film, Vitamania, in Melbourne on August the 3rd. The film will be televised on Sunday, August the 12th on SBS at 8:30 p.m. and will be available on SBS On Demand straight after. For more information, you can head to vitamaniathemovie.com. Dr. Derek Muller, we look forward to watching Vitamania, and thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.